540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Israel's negotiating with Hamas to free dozens of women and children trapped at Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza. CBS's Doug Williams has more from Tel Aviv.
They've made offers to help transport the babies there that are in need of medical care, either to a different hospital, the one still operating in Gaza, or in Egypt.
In California, President Biden's meeting with China's president on the sidelines of APEC. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
This meeting is expected to last for about 4 hours, and so they are expected to cover a wide range of issues, including artificial intelligence, including both of the wars going on.
The FAA put out a new report blaming a lack of funding and understaffing for close calls at airports. Dennis Tagers with the American Airlines Pilots Union.
The distance between error and incident has significantly narrowed, and we're seeing those incidents on the increase.
CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Up. Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Milwaukee Brewers appear to be safe at home. The American Family Field bill is on its way to Governor Evers, and he has said he'll sign it. The amended bill that passed the legislature yesterday asks more of the Brewers, less of state taxpayers, and adds a tax to non-Brewers events at the stadium. People who help their older and disabled loved ones at home for no money are asking for help from the state of Wisconsin. Martha Cranley is director of AARP Wisconsin.
Each year, Wisconsin's unpaid family caregivers provide about 538 million hours of care to their parents, spouses, and partners, and they do it for no pay.
A bill called the CARE Act would require hospitals to work with caregivers to make sure they're getting what they need. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Brewers ballpark funding package that looks to be on track includes a ticket tax on non-Brewer events held at the stadium. The bills now await approval from the Wisconsin Assembly after getting state Senate approval yesterday. The idea behind the ticket tax is to have those who use the stadium contribute to renovations while reducing the state's financial burden. Milwaukee and Milwaukee County are on the hook for about $135 million in the plan. The governor says he'll sign the bill if the assembly passes it. Fall cleanup crews in the city of Waukesha are running behind. Public Works says teams on the leaf collection operation are running behind schedule due to the heavy loads. Extra crews are being brought in to help catch up. The city has an interactive map that shows where leaf crews are working in real time. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Brewers hire a new manager. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers making it official today. They've promoted bench coach Pat Murphy to manager of the team, replacing Craig Counsell. A press conference tomorrow. Former Brewers infielder Ricky Weeks hired as associate manager. And last night, the Brewers trading two minor league players to the Phillies for infielder Oliver Dunn. NBA, the Bucks in Toronto tonight to face the Raptors. Giannis Antetokounmpo says the players' relationship with their new and first-time head coach, Adrian Griffin, is more like a partnership.
For 10 games right now, with all the expectations that we have as a team, all of a sudden, you know, everybody cares about the Milwaukee Bucks. Going out there, try to win games. And I know, like, coach is getting better each game. We are trying to get better each game. But at the end of the day, as I said, this is a partnership. You know, I don't think in every team in the NBA that's the case. But for sure here, Griff is definitely has been a partnership with everybody, not just me, with every single player.
That's the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Clear skies. The this afternoon with a high of 62. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows around 39 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 63. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK, and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Your home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Damn, I've been thinking about this. I want to call this the Release the Kraken Tapes Wednesday edition.
Happy hump day, Crudy. Release the Kraken. Nate, working the board. Thank you for your hard work. Our fair audience. Happy, happy hump day.
You're going to have to wait till the happy hour to hear the Kraken Tapes. We have the Kraken Tapes. We have the testimony given by Sidney Powell. And a little bit of the Jenna Ellis as well. We're going to release that in the 5 o'clock hour for you, our audience. And we're going to have some fun with that. Also that two first name guy, that Senator Mark Wayne Mullen from Oklahoma. Well, he keeps talking about Fight Club.
You're not supposed to talk about Fight Club, Crudy.
I didn't think as a U.S. Senator, you were supposed to talk about Fight Club. I thought he was a big man, strapping lad like myself.
Oh, no, man. He's like, I looked it up. He's 5'8", man. He's like barely taller than me. He's a little dude.
Little Napoleonic complex, Tom.
maybe a little of that going on. Come on, Mark Wayne, you're making us short guys look bad.
Do you think he wears the DeSantis sliders and the heels?
Maybe. It's entirely possible. Given the over response, given the brashness of the senator who got shouted down by Bernie Sanders, I wouldn't doubt it, but you know, who am I to judge?
No, I don't know the man, Dom, and I know he's got like six kids, but I see him like in a Corvette with like an AR-15 as his co-pilot. You know, try to cover all the inadequacies all at once.
That's a total bro sesh for sure. Red Corvette. Yeah, yeah. You know, check the boxes.
We'll get back to that, Dom. But let me ask you a question. Why do Republicans hate engineers? And apparently diversity.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of math that goes on with engineers, and I'm not sure Republicans are very good at that sometimes.
We got a fine guest joining us. She's probably good at math. We're not going to do math on the radio. But maybe a little governance. We've got the minority leader, our friend Melissa Agard, state senator from Madison, coming in here in the Solidarity Realty Studios real soon, like 20 minutes from now. You'll stick around for that. But Tom, let's start today. It is a rare day when you can say the entire business community, nearly, at least all those impacted by engineering, are against the actions of these Republicans. And by these Republicans, I mean Boss Voss and your buddy, Jay Sortwell. Apparently, they're of one mind on this, Tom. Yeah,
they've merged their agendas.
I referenced the reporting of Kelly Mayhofer over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Wisconsin businesses need more engineers, but Republicans are holding up the UW-Madison project that would help address the shortage. And you say, why?
Why?
Well, we'll get to that. The Republican war on diversity, equity, and inclusion could cost Wisconsin hundreds of engineers. That's every year.
Collateral damage. No biggie.
The GOP-controlled legislature declined to fund a new engineering building for the University of Wisconsin-Madison as part of the state budget. The project would expand enrollment in the engineering college, and the decision dealt a significant blow to the state's flagship and to the business community, which is typically aligned with Republican interests but finds itself at odds on this particular project. The two have teamed up to push for the building's approval in the remaining months of the legislative session. In surveying every lawmaker about their position on the project, it is clear many support the building of a new engineering building, Dom, but Republicans are holding it hostage to extract concessions from the state university system around the DEI programming.
Again, sounds a little like log rolling to me, Crudy.
Little bit. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, Republican from Rochester, said once a deal with UW is negotiated around the DEI and other demands, you know, the terrorists have their demands, Dom, the legislature would present a proposal that includes the engineering building. So we can't have raises for the staff, any of the UW staff, because Robin Voss wants to eradicate all funding for diversity.
Now, my understanding, Governor Evers is suing on that topic, in that specific regard.
He might sue, but that's not changing Robin Voss's mind. He'll waste some more of the term, when you can waste the taxpayers' money in litigation, why not?
I mean, OPM, Crudy.
But to fail to fund capital investiture, and I mean, they've funded other capital investiture, talking about this very same Republican-led legislature. But the engineering building, like, you're going to hold this thing hostage? This is the hill they're going to die on, Dom. We need engineers. We talk about it all the time. We need STEM. We need these very smart people, and we need them on to stay home, right? You want to build a better future for the state of Wisconsin, you better have smart, educated, highly paid professionals living here in the state. Hell, I hear Microsoft making something of an investment right down the road. What if they need some engineers, Robin Voss? Well, as long as they don't need diversity or inclusion, right, Tom?
Right.
Now, just four lawmakers would go on the record opposing the new engineering building. Six more said the project had merit, but was part of a broader negotiation with the UW. Is that what they're doing? Again, this terrorist ask is negotiation. A little bit more here. Most others refused to take a stand. Nearly 60%, 78 of 132 lawmakers either did not respond to multiple requests for comment or declined to discuss their position with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And 43 lawmakers said they supported the project, including five Republicans. I appreciate the arguments on DEI, but holding up this building isn't the way to do it, said Republican Senator Mary Felskowski from Tomahawk. Seems very reasonable here, Dom. We need to continue investing in the STEM degrees that provide family-supporting jobs in communities across Wisconsin. I agree, Senator. But Robin Voss does not, Dom.
A little bit of the math behind it. Again, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. UW-Madison first asked the state to approve the project in 2021. It was estimated then to cost around $300 million. Republicans removed it during the 21-23 budget negotiations. You know, negotiations, Curdy. Inflation has pushed the price tag to an estimated $347 million. $197 million would come from the state, either through taxpayer-supported borrowing or with cash from the state's $4 billion surplus. UW-Madison would fund the remaining $150 million of the project from donors. The university has already raised more than $100 million, but those gifts are all in jeopardy if the university doesn't receive state money this year, UW-Madison spokesperson John Lucas says. Today's the middle of November, Karuti. We're kind of running out of time. The UW system ranked the project number one capital priority this session. Republicans cited cost when removing it from their list, yet they approved some low-ranked projects for UW, including a $139 million addition and renovation to the UW Stout Academic Facility and a $231 million science building at for UW Eau Claire.
Now, I'd point out the state's portion, the state's tab, is smaller on the engineering building than this building that's moving forward, the science building at UW Eau Claire. And I like the blue golds.
Right.
But I like engineers just as well. But please continue.
Renovating the current building would be difficult based on its configuration. It was constructed in 1938 and received an addition in 1987. The university's College of Engineering has the capacity to enroll about 6,350 students. That's 4,750 undergrads and 1,600 graduates. The new building would expand enrollment by 18% up to 7,500 students. A quote from Charles Hoslett, who oversees government relations for UW-Madison, if we can enroll and graduate 1,000 more students every year, that's 1,000 more students who have high potential staying in the state and becoming taxpayers as opposed to going somewhere else. Filling the extra seats shouldn't be a problem. About 8,550 students applied last year for one of 1,200 spots in the freshman class.
So we got seven applications for every slot currently available, but we got to hold it all up for DEI terrorist threats from the Speaker of the House.
A little bit here. Some rejected applicants enroll in engineering programs at other UW schools, Hoslett said, but more often than not, they end up at other Big Ten schools like the University of Illinois, Purdue, or Ohio State. And Curtis is not a fan of Ohio State.
Oh, I hate the Buckeyes. Not much of a fan of the Cornhuskers either. We play them this weekend. Dom, but here's the craziest part. The Republicans have put the business community in direct opposition. You know, Republicans have talked about, and again from this reporting, the importance of keeping the best and brightest high school students in the state for college. That's why their refusal to approve the project baffles the business community.
Baffling. It's baffling.
Among those calling for legislative action are some of the state's largest employers, including Johnson Control, Kohler, Epic, American Family Insurance, Rockwell Automation. Business groups supportive of the project include Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. That's like the Republicans' right-hand lobby group. Wisconsin Technology Council and the Fox Cities Chambers of Commerce.
I mean, not, you know, those don't strike me as a bunch of hippie woke kind of organizations or companies, Curly.
Here's hippie dippy Oshkosh Corporation. You know, they make war machines. Their CEO, John Pfeiffer, says it just seems like such an easy decision that you want to expand the premium engineering school in the state to help fuel the economy. It's pretty straightforward to me.
It's pretty straightforward.
Dom, the average starting base salary for a UW-Madison engineering major graduate, $75,000 a year. That's a pretty good job. It's better than radio work. But it takes a little more brain power, I would suspect. Come back with us. We'll try to turn the brains on. The Wednesday edition, right?
Yes.
I'm not an engineer over here or a rocket scientist. Or a brain surgeon.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Earn extra cash for the holidays. Visit Robert Hack Diamonds for their gold buying event November 15th through the 18th. They'll buy your gold for real green, and you could walk away with tickets to see the green and gold score a touchdown in Green Bay. Score top dollar with an offer on the spot for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds, all in a relaxed atmosphere. Get free professional valuations from a local name and trusted company. You'll learn exactly what you have and what it's worth with the international experience at Robert Hack Diamonds. Did you inherit jewelry that may not be to your taste but is sentimental? Why not convert it to something new and exciting? or trade in your outdated pieces for something new. So many options. Robert Hack is having their gold buying event November 15th through the 18th and is paying cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds. See them in Brookfield, just east of Moreland on Greenfield Avenue, or right on the corner of 76th and Layton in Greenfield. Visit RobertHackDiamonds.com.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
Welcome back to the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the lines 844-967-2789. Why don't Republicans want an engineering school, man? And of course, stick around. Senator, State Senator of Wisconsin, Melissa Agar, going to join us at the bottom of the hour.
Really, it's something of a terrorist act, is it not?
Is it? But is it? You know, this reminds me of the Tommy Tuberville thing. You know, not allowing these military promotions to go through because of what? Abortion. I mean, you know, nothing to do with the topic at hand, but want to create, you know, some issue that they want to, you know, this hill they want to stand and die on.
These very same Republicans, their idea of economic development, investment in the state, Tom, was Foxconn.
Yeah.
I was in the assembly parlor. I sat, plopped my ass down in the front row when Scott Walker's bright idea, his Hail Mary, right? This was him. And hell, eventually it was Rance Priebus, and Donald Trump even glommed onto some credit building the eighth wonder of the world. They built the eighth wonder.
Yeah, 250,000 jobs. Scott Walker said he was going to create while governor.
Well, Foxconn was a big part of that, Dom. But now I understand Foxconn, or at least a big portion, large portion thereof, it's selling. Like, they did nothing there for going on a decade, Dom. In fact, you know, the entire community where Robin Foss lives and quote-unquote serves has just been decimated. At least so many have been pushed out through eminent domain for a corporation that never came, never paid off, never turned
into. The heavy hand of the government being implemented by small government Republicans to give money to an out-of-country corporation as a campaign promise to part of his 250,000 jobs.
And when Robin Voss sat up there at that Capitol, and I was in the front row again, I plopped down, sat there, and Robin Voss was bragging about the well-paying jobs at Foxconn at $13 an hour. That'd be about approximately $27,000 a year. That's what, roughly a third of what these engineering jobs would pay? And the difference being is instead of the state of Wisconsin, what, investing billions in a foreign corporation, we would actually invest in infrastructure through long-term borrowing that would create human capital that would stay here, right here in the state of Wisconsin. Probably, you know, can't keep them here.
Well, hopefully, right?
But a good job would keep them here. Yeah, once you get that $75,000 a year job, you don't want to, you know, go work as a barista at a Starbucks in Denver anymore. So, Dom, now we've had some movement. The Mount Pleasant deal with Microsoft. Microsoft buying up a big chunk of this, Dom, with no financial subsidies from the state of Wisconsin.
What? No subsidies? Why would they bother doing such a thing?
Here, according to Alan Markovitz, an attorney representing Mount Pleasant, I found this at the Urban Milwaukee Online Daily, Urban Milwaukee, no additional borrowing will be required of either the village or the county, according to the attorney. No new infrastructure will be required of either the village or the county. And finally, no new additional financial incentives to Microsoft will be required by either the village or the county.
Essentially, a repeating trend here.
That's a little bit different than the deal Walker made on the back of the napkin with Mr. Foxconn. Thank you, Mr. Foxconn.
Thank you, Mr. Foxconn.
Last week, Governor Tony Evers and local officials announced Microsoft was expanding its plans for Mount Pleasant, intending to develop additional data centers on the property and to invest billions of dollars in the community over the next decade. Dom, they're promising, my understanding, to achieve a property assessment of $1.4 billion or more. Microsoft, well, that's the deal they, what, made with the community, which helps offset, what, some of the loss on the Foxconn, Dom? Because Foxconn never turned into much, did it?
They say here, according to the reporting at Urban Milwaukee, under the new agreement, Microsoft is expected to build at least four buildings at the site and is guaranteeing a minimum assessment of $1.4 billion by January 1st of 2028. And we're going to roll into 2024 here real soon. So this is looking like a three-year 2024, so three full years.
Do you remember when Scott Walker proposed this? Oh, what a marvelous thing he thought this would be. This would be the victory that would keep him in office and hold back, you know, that super dynamic guy, Tony Evers, right? This deal proceeded, or did it not? Do I get my math wrong? No, it was Scott Walker's Hail Mary reelection plan.
Yes.
And you know, I think about Scott Walker occasionally because, you know, I always wondered what he would do after he failed to be the president. It sounded something like this.
You wouldn't hire me to be a neurosurgeon. You wouldn't hire me to run condos. You wouldn't hire me to run HP. You probably wouldn't hire me to run the United States Senate.
The list of jobs I would not hire him to do, Dom, is he can fill a book.
I mean, but he does, you know, work for the YAF now.
But his idea of economic development was to give a foreign corporation something approaching $4.5 billion in investment, with nothing other than a little political capital in return, right?
I'm going to create 250,000 jobs. My math was wrong. 4 years to get this assessed value up to $1.4 billion. And as mentioned, that's in addition to the $1.4 billion minimum valuation guarantee obligation from Foxconn. 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul. Happy hump day, Paul. What do you got for us today?
Hey, Dells, thanks for taking my call. I got just something to say on the engineering building. The Republicans hate, for whatever reason, they just hate the Madison area, the place I spent most of my life living in or around. They also hate Middleton because it's close to Madison.
So that's where I live, Paul. That's why they hate Middleton.
Yeah, right. That's it. But they're never going to, well, I shouldn't say never, but their hate is so intense for Madison and the university that they will not spend money to actually help the state, help businesses, for goodness sakes. You know, and what's going on down there in with Microsoft, that's big-time engineering. So it's just sick. These guys, they're just sick people. I don't know.
I don't think it's hate for Madison, Wisco. I don't think it is. I think it's hate of diversity and hate that we would acknowledge that perhaps there's some structural inequities, and hate that they might try to make some college kids feel comfortable on campus because, you know, Robin Voss liked it when it was all white kids down at Whitewater. It was right in the name, Paul, if you know what I'm saying.
It's an opportunity, Wisco, for the Republicans to try to jam something up to get something pushed through that they want. I mean, it seems to be kind of par for the course for the Republicans. Again, see Tommy Tuberville.
But what they want is sort of a racist agenda, is it not? Shouldn't they be called out for that each and every day, Dom?
Yes. According to Robin Voss, it is exclusion to want inclusion. That's the logic. But on the other side of this, too, also, you know, those giving all the money to the university and those folks making $75,000, I'm not clear how that translates to donations. You got to help me out on that one.
If I could only get one of those promised $13 an hour Foxconn jobs. Can you get me one of those, Robin? Robin Voss, Speaker Voss. Got a fine guest coming in the Solidarity Realty Studio. She is Minority Leader, fine Democratic State Senator, friend of ours, Melissa Agard.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is lifting lockdowns at state prisons in Waupun and Green Bay. Inmates have been confined to their cells since July because of safety worries and not enough guards. Inmates will soon get access to more prison programs, and some inmates in Waupun will be moved out. The governor says he's also keen on hiring more guards. Starting pay for those jobs went up to $33 an hour in the new state budget. More young people are taking part in Wisconsin's registered apprenticeship program than ever before. The paid training program combines on-the-job learning and education from technical colleges and private training centers. More than 16,000 apprentices are taking part. That's the highest number in the program's 112 years. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The City of Milwaukee's Inspector General is standing by her report that accuses the city attorney and one of his deputies of misconduct. The attorney for Deputy City Attorney Odalo Ohiku is disputing the allegations, asserting that his client is innocent. Rhonda Kohlheim maintains that her investigation was impartial and independent. Ohiku's attorney argues that the report contains factual errors and lacks due process, as he was never interviewed. The district attorney's office will ultimately decide whether to file charges. Cornfields were quaking early this morning with the epicenter of a 3.6 magnitude earthquake about 180 miles to the southwest. Standard, Illinois is where officials say was where the morning quake was centered at just before 5 a.m. At this point, there have been no reports of any damage. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Brewers hire a new manager. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers making it official today. They've promoted bench coach Pat Murphy to manage.